What's up, my beautiful gemsters? Welcome back to another segment here on Gems Podcast. With me today is a very special guest by the name of Heather Eck, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about who she is and what she does, and then we're going to dive into a conversation filled with lots of vibrant content. So if you're a note taker like me, grab a pen, grab a paper, and let's get to writing. Or maybe you're electronic. You could also type the notes in your phone, but the most important thing is that you're gathering the content that is being shared. So Heather Eck is a multimedia abstract artist and writer, an intuitive artist and painter. Heather interprets people, places, and experiences through color, a condition known as synesthesia. Like an enormous box of crayons, her gift operates by categorizing through intricate but specific shades of color. While this condition enables her to experience color, she responds to these encounters with people, things, emotions, and spaces by understanding the particular shade of experience that a person dwells in. She uses her gift to detect the most healing color for them to remedy their wounds. Guided by the chakra system and inspired by spirituality and the mysteries of the universe, Heather transforms these vibrant energies into captivating paintings that uplift and inspire and ultimately heal, which is something we all can love and appreciate. So, without further ado, let's welcome the woman behind it all, Heather Eck.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate that warm intro.
My pleasure, Heather. And I could definitely tell you love color because you have a nice fuchsia or pink top on. And you're also in what appears to be an art studio. And for those of you watching the video, you'll get to see this. So, Heather, I want to give you the chance to connect with the audience in a fun and personal way. So, you've listened to the show before. So, I like to do either a rapid fire 10 question game or an icebreaker. What are you in the mood for?
Let's do the rapid fire.
Okay, we're playing rapid fire with Genesis and Heather F. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Question number one. What is one word to describe you?
Kind.
Question number two. If you could have lunch or dinner with any person, past or present, who would it be and why?
Freddie Mercury,
Oh.
because he has this unapologetic creative nature, and I just would love to know more about him.
Question three. With your paintings, has there ever been a piece that you painted that you ended up redoing or painting over?
Yep, there's one in the studio right now.
Going to ask question four for that. Can you elaborate why you painted over it?
It didn't feel complete to me. And when I looked at it, I felt like it needed to be more in the style that I'm painting now. And I love to repurpose and recycle, so I thought I'd just paint right over it.
Nice. Question five. You get three random acts of kindness minimum to do per day. What are your three random acts for today?
Oh, simple acts. I think I would pay for somebody's meal without them knowing. I think I would compliment somebody on just something about them that stood out to me. And I would probably go visit people who needed company and just offer them a word of encouragement.
I love that. All very focused on others and tied to heartstrings. Question six. Is there any person in your life that you wish you could have a do-over with? Whether it was a situation that y'all had, a conversation that didn't go well, or et cetera.
Yeah, I do think so. I don't have any regrets, but I think I wish that I had been able to sort of stand up for myself more and use my voice more.
Question seven. Do you have any fears?
Yes, I think I'm afraid of, honestly, I'm afraid of mass shootings. When I go into a space, I kind of scope out the exits. I get a little nervous about that.
Oh, me too. Question eight. Can you share something with the audience that maybe not even your family or friends know about you?
Well, they may know this about me, but I love to like Weird Al songs. So if you were to give me like a topic and a song. I could kind of on the spot make it up, sort of like in a Weird Al sort of style.
Ooh, okay. That's a good question. Okay. We talked about being hot and cold off the air, Katy Perry. Can you do that?
Okay, so wait. So the song Hot and Cold?
Yeah, hot and
Okay,
cold.
what's the topic?
I guess weather.
Okay. Okay, I'm trying to remember the song. It's kind of hot with my socks. I'm alone, but you have a vest. You look cute on your own. We're hot, then we're cold. We're flip-flops and wear something. I don't know.
I love it. And question 10. Oh my God, you're like turning red.
Like my shirt.
Question 10. It is our pass or play question. And here are the rules. If you pass, our roles are reversed and you can ask me any question. If you play, I ask one last question to wrap up rapid fire. So are we passing or playing?
I'm going to pass.
Okay, what's your question for me?
My question would be, if you could have any guest on your podcast show, who would you choose and why?
Oh my gosh. Like if we could go back to times when Jesus was living, I would like low key would love to interview Jesus. So I'm going to ask him, what's up with Adam and Eve in the garden and women suffering? What was up with Daniel in the lion's den? Like, oh my gosh, like so many questions.
I would listen to that episode over and over again, probably.
I literally have a list of questions for Jesus.
Same. I have so many questions. That's awesome.
So that concludes Rapid Fire. Y'all, I hope you learned a little bit more about Heather. And now we're going to dive into the work that she's really passionate and what she's doing now is like painting and synesthesia. Did I say that right?
You did. Yep. Good job.
And just these chakras, because I didn't know that you could really connect like the colors with chakras. But then if I think about it, you think about like some places that you go, they have the walls blue for calming or red for energy and et cetera. So can you explain a little bit more about the background of you and how you got into this space? And I think that'll help them connect the dots as we go further into the conversation.
Sure. Absolutely. Chakras have always been something that's been interesting to me. I think as a little kid, I was really interested in color, but in a way where like all kids are interested in color, right? Like we're, what's your favorite color? You know, I've always been curious about sort of like the divine mysteries of the world, how the universe got started, God, the Bible, the Dead Sea Scrolls. Like I want to know about everything. And so when I was younger, I was very interested in spirituality and all of that. As I got older, I moved away from art and creativity and moved into human resources and started working with a spiritual teacher again. And we started talking about what are your gifts? You know, what do you like to do? And she's really great about helping us think about what we were interested in when we were young, because our gifts show up when we're young. And so for me, it was always art. And so when we talked about that, I kind of started to connect the dots where I'm interested in color. And then when I learned about the chakras, I started to go, oh, well, this color is associated with this chakra. And when I started to paint, I started to realize that I was seeing color and sensing color around people. And then I was painting pieces for them that was telling me a story about who they were, what they might be experiencing, and then offering them messages through the work that was intended to be healing for them or to just give them some insight about what kind of situation they were in or what they could do to help, you know, heal themselves and give themselves more support.
Wow, that is so cool. Cause like, oh my gosh, I'm like, oh my gosh, what would my picture look like if you were to paint my picture?
Yeah.
And then I also looked at your nails and our nails literally look like they're similar colors.
Oh
like,
yeah, is that purple?
Yeah, like a wine grape kind of color.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's normally like the color I wear. I have like a violet, like a purple color on there.
I love bright colors. They're normally going to be a pop like in spring or whatnot. But that is so cool. Like the feeding off of their energies and their chakras. And I think there's 7 to 8 chakras, right?
Yep, there are seven chakras. They're like the main chakras, and they're all aligned with different physical, emotional, and spiritual aspects of our body, you know, body, mind, spirit. And so, is it okay to walk you through all of them? So it, basically, they align with the rainbow. So we start at the root, which is like the base of our spine, and that's the color red, and that supports our sense of stability, support, family, financial stability, strength. Then you move up to the sacral chakra, which is just below your belly button, and that one's about creativity, your emotions, sexuality, relationships. You move into your solar plexus, which is at your stomach, and that's about your identity, how you relate to people, how you want to be seen in the world. It's like where your ego resides. Then you move into the heart chakra, which to me is two colors, green and pink, which supports either self-love or universal love. You have like a lighter blue color at your throat, which is about how you express yourself, how you communicate, how you speak your truth and take in information. Then you have your third eye, which is sort of like an indigo. And that is where you intuit information, where you take in wisdom and knowledge. It's sort of where you can connect to your sense of inner knowing. And then you have your crown chakra, which is white or like this kind of purple color, this violet color, which connects you to your higher power. It connects you to all of us. You know, when you think about our collective consciousness and how we're all connected, and that connects you to God, source, or whatever, you know, that is of your understanding. And so those are the main colors. And then, of course, within that, you have like darker or lighter shades that sort of fit within those as well.
So then whenever you're thinking about those colors, and then say you have a client in front of you, and they may not know that something is off with their chakra, but you also help them focus on healing and alignment with their chakras. Have you ever worked with a client in the sense that y'all are doing the painting, and then while you're done, like their chakras get in alignment? When they came to you, they were out of alignment, but then through the practice and going through the painting, their chakras become aligned. Or do you like walk me kind of through that? Or if I said something that's out of context, say, no, Genesis, it kind of doesn't work that way.
It works sort of like that. So when I do, my favorite thing to do for people is what I call a spirit portrait or a blessing portrait. And so I will sit with somebody, or I'll get a picture of somebody, and I'll meditate on, you know, what color am I seeing for them? Sort of, I'll do like a chakra scan and kind of go, okay, where are you in each of your chakras, and what's it sort of telling me? And I'll kind of hone in on like the one area, like one key area that might feel a little bit out of whack. Like I might say to somebody, you know, I feel like you're blue gray. Blue gray to me is about being in grief, or not being able to fully express maybe how they're feeling about something. And so I'll kind of see that color around them and then say, okay, we've got to pull you up out of this. We want to lift you up out of that grief space. And so the portrait that I do for them might be more orange or yellow, which will invite in sunshine and optimism. It might offer them a way to express themselves creatively, to sort of work through those feelings or things like that. So then the portrait that they get uses that color sort of as a prescription almost to sort of minister to you. And you can look at it and go, oh, you know, this makes me feel more relaxed. Or when I see this, it reminds me that there's hope, right? That there's opportunities for me to be able to move through my life and to do things that help me fully express myself. So that's sort of like the biggest thing that I love to do with people.
I like that because then you said you could see, like, for example, like blue grayish color. Would you say that you see that by tapping into your spiritual sense?
Yep, that's exactly right. Yep. Sort of use my intuition and kind of feel. You know, what am I feeling with somebody? I might sit with somebody. I had this experience the other day. I sat with a young woman and I closed my eyes and instantly felt sadness. And I felt like tears stinging my eyes. And I kind of said, you know, here's what I'm getting. Does this make sense to you? And she said yes, but I could tell she was like a little bit resistant. And so I didn't push, you know, I never want to, I always want to ask permission to take somebody to a place If they are willing to go there, then I want to hold space and talk to them about it. And so her portrait was really about giving her an opportunity to be able to express herself in a different way than she had been, because she was working through some things that she was not quite ready to talk about, but that were sort of at the surface for her.
And I could resonate with that, because had you and I talked like sometime last year, you'll probably get a sense that I was more so bluish grayish, because my husband and I had lost our second child due to a miscarriage. But then going through grief and connecting with God and just really going inwardly versus externally, it helped me like alleviate some of the grief and the pain that I was feeling, versus listening to external factors that couldn't really cope with what I was going through. Because if you don't lose a child, you don't know what it's like to, you know, lose that child, whether no matter how old the child was or how young the child was, a loss is still a loss. So I'm glad you actually brought that example up, because it took me back to, you know, that moment. And the art, using art through a spiritual journey, because there's various forms of art and modality that could really help us connect to, you know, God, the universe, or whatever higher power you believe in, audience, because we're not here to sway you one way or another. Or so how can art, you know, alleviate them from some of the things that they're feeling, but also connect them back to a spiritual journey that maybe they, you know, pushed away?
And thank you for sharing that too. I'm sorry for your loss. And it's really brave of you to be able to share that with other people too, so that they know they're not alone in that. And I think that's so important. And I think that like a collective message that runs through my work is really about going within and connecting to a higher power, right? Because I think we're so surrounded in our day-to-day by external factors that are asking us to think or feel or do certain things. And we sort of lose touch with what is right for us, or what is going to make us feel more connected to God or higher power, and helps us feel like we are able to find strength and compassion and love. And so when I think about using art in a therapeutic way for healing or in a spiritual journey, I think, you know, I want everybody to know that the art that you make doesn't have to be a fine art that you present to the world or sell or anything, right? Like, we are all creative beings, and just the very act of using our hands for 15 minutes lowers cortisol. It helps us find the center. So you can find healing or the beginnings of healing through writing, through listening to music, through dance. And so a lot of times for me, just the simple fact of picking up a paintbrush and even just scribbling on a canvas, if I have no intention of showing it or selling it or anything, helps me feel like I'm in communion with God, or that I'm making space to connect with God that day. Or just to play, right? Like we don't play that much anymore. And so I like when people come to a workshop or come to something with me where they're like, I haven't picked up a colored pencil in 12 years, you know, and it gives them a chance to just reconnect with the side of themselves that maybe they'd lost.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love that, because like when you said color pencil, it made me think of, you know, those adult coloring books that people are now getting into, and it's so stimulating and just freeing just to color. Or I've been seeing on social media, there's these big rooms and they have like the balloons that are filled up with paint inside, and you're kind of like throwing darts at it. And I was like, I need to find one of those spaces. And then I talked to another creative person that introduced me to fused glass art, and I had no idea what that was. And I was like, this is so neat. I got to find a class to take. Because the most I've done is like a Pinot's palette. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's going to look so ugly. Like, I don't have anything to trace. But then whenever I'm done with it, I'm like, it looks like a complete, you know, masterpiece, because it's something that I did and I had fun doing it. It's not all about comparing yours to the actual artist and the instructor. It's about, look what you took from a blank canvas to something else, you know? Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's so much healing in that. There really is, for your inner child, or just to say, look at that. Look what I made. That was so fun. You know, we have to give ourselves permission to do that more.
Yes, and stop waiting for others to grant you that permission. If you're feeling like you're in a funk, do something that you normally wouldn't do, like find an art class, connect with Heather, or do something outside of the norm. Because if you think, hey, I'm not creative, how do you know if you've never tried something?
That's exactly right. And we are all creative. You know, creative doesn't mean that you have to wear a beret and, you know, stand in front of an easel, but creative is in how you communicate with somebody, or maybe you're a chef, or maybe you love to, you know, there's so many different ways to be creative. Even having a podcast is showing your creativity. So there's, I mean, so many different ways to express yourself that way.
Yes. Oh my God. I'm just loving this conversation because I just love, love, love colors. Even like from like the pens that I use in my day job, they're like, you're so color coordinated. And I went from oil and gas to healthcare. So I was like, oh, I need color.
You need color for sure.
Synesthesia. So seeing the unseen, how can we as individuals who are so bogged down with society, take the blinders off to see the unseen.
I really think that it starts with finding time for stillness and quiet, whether that's through meditation or if it's just through turning off, you know, the TV. Or I'm such a sound person. I love to have stuff on in the background. And I know that if I walk into a room and turn the TV on, that I'm blocking something. I'm not letting something in. So I really have to be intentional with finding quiet and just sitting. Kind of like I'm practicing in my spiritual practice, I'm trying to practice the Sabbath, taking a Sabbath. Which is super hard as a parent, as somebody who works full time, you know, like trying to find that stillness to just rest, is so important, I think, with just figuring out, like finding a way to just reconnect with yourself so that you can hear, see, and feel and know how the universe is communicating to you.
Do you have like any tips, like quick tips that to help them start on their journey? Like, because sometimes I tell people the bathroom tip, like, you're not always going to take your kid with you in the bathroom, just like you're not going to take your spouse or partner with you in the bathroom when you're on the toilet. So you could start with that. Like, don't take your phone in the bathroom. And however much time you spend in the bathroom, use that time to really focus inwardly and still your mind and quiet yourself. Because, I mean, like, that's a sacred place for some people. You don't be like, hey,
It
I'm in the bathroom.
I'm laughing because I was working with a friend of mine over the summer last year, and we were trying to come up with these big ideas for something. And I'd be like, I always drink a lot of water. I'm like, I gotta go to the bathroom. And I would leave my phone, right? And so I would come back from the bathroom and I'd open the door and go, I just had an idea. And she was like, where are you getting your ideas in the bathroom? But I think it was because it was quiet. I had no other stimulation. It was just quiet. And so I was able to like hear what was going on. I love the bathroom tip. That's a great one.
Any other tips that you think would help?
I think if you can develop some sort of simple discipline, even if it's 5 minutes a day, if it's just sitting still, maybe you close your eyes, you know, maybe you give yourself 5 minutes of just eyes closed. And then you work your way into meditating, or you work your way into just prayer, or you sort of build your way up, but start very simply with no expectation of just find that stillness each day.
Okay. And y'all, I would also say breathe. Like, it's so important for you to breathe. Like, you know, practice your breathing and like, are you inhaling through your nose, exhaling through your nose, or inhaling through your nose, exhaling through your mouth? How long are you breathing? Is it rapid breathing? Is it calm breathing? And et cetera. Because, you know, breathing can help you level set and reset where you are to take you maybe from that fight and flight mode to a mode of peace, calmness, tranquility, and et cetera, which will then begin to usher in that creative vibration or that vibration that causes you to say, okay, everything around me is fine. Everything is going well. I'm not at harm. I'm not, you know, anxious. I'm not nervous. And then your body begins to, you know, just slow down, and then your able to, you know, interject some new ideas, some new ways of thinking, new wavelengths. That has worked for me, and that hopefully it works for you as well, because we live in a world and a society where everything's go, 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 that if we don't stop to take a pause, the world is not going to pause for us.
That's the best advice ever. I was just behind a car last night, and the light, I always get messages through license plates, and the license plate said, "Just breathe." And I thought, oh, that's a good one.
We're all in the vein today, Heather, you and I. Another thing you talk about is the nurturing the creative soul, color communication. Mm-hmm. You want to expound upon that for a little bit?
Sure. Yeah. I believe that color is constantly communicating with us in ways that we are maybe not even aware of. So, you know, a simple way to kind of look at how is color communicating to you is to, you know, when you get dressed in the morning and you go into your closet, what color are you drawn to that day? If you're drawn to green, then you might go, oh, okay, well, I'm ministering to my heart today, right? Because the color is sort of offering you a message, it's offering you support, and it's showing you something that you need that day. So color is constantly communicating. And in that way, when we wear a color, we're not just communicating with ourselves with that color, but also to the person that we interact mm-hmm. with, and vice versa. So it's always kind of fun to pay attention to people when you meet them and go, oh, well, that color is telling me something today. What is that color telling me? And I associate that with the chakras too. So finding the meaning in there.
Oh man, I didn't even pay attention to my color. I just like, oh my gosh, it's cold. Let me grab this jacket and get my toddler out the door to school. So I just grabbed this. But underneath, let me see what's underneath. Underneath, I have like green.
You have green. Okay, so we're both wearing love colors today. So you're more wearing a color that's about self-love, acceptance, and compassion. It's about forgiveness and just kind of being, you know, moving into a place of unconditional acceptance for yourself. And then my pink color is really about like universal love. So it's about a higher power love. And I wear pink a lot because it reminds me that I'm always being supported. I'm always being looked after. I'm always being cared for, even in those times where I feel like I have no idea what's going on.
I love
it. So we're sort of mirroring for each other that it's okay to love and accept ourselves, but also that we're being loved and accepted no matter what.
Yes, which is so, so important, because I think sometimes we as women and we as the human population forget to love ourselves, because we can love other people, but when it comes to unconditional love, what does that even look like? And what does that feel like for us whenever we put everyone else first? Like, we tend to put our kids first, we tend to put our spouse first. Some of you who are bird parents, you put your cat or dog first, your bird, your parrot, your guinea pig, or whatever first. And then when it comes mm-hmm. time for you, you are so drained that you don't have time for yourself. So one of my challenges today is learning about synesthesia, learning about our spirituality more, because you may already be spiritual, but maybe you haven't connected it to art, is to really connect with Heather and what she's doing, so you could see what can you do for yourself and what do some of those paintings and creative things, what they could do for you around your house, as well as the people in your house. How can they uplift and brighten you? And now I'm going to flip the script here, Heather, and I'm going to give you the chance to have some audibles here to share something that I may not have asked you about before we jump into the CTA, which is the call to action.
Got it. Let me think. You know, something I think that people are not aware of nowadays is sort of where color shows up for them. So we talked about this a little bit, but also, you know, when you think about how you feel when you enter a space, or, you know, finding different feelings or thoughts, or just kind of being aware of how your body, your mind, your spirit reacts when you enter. I think we're constantly being communicated to by spirit, by messages, by colors, by feelings, all of that. So noticing when you go and meet someone, you know, what kind of feeling do you get from them? Or is there a color that you see, or is there something? So finding different ways to sort of connect to your intuition so that you are taking time to allow yourself to see, feel, and know more about yourself as you move through the world. Like we talked about earlier, when you are so bogged down with the day to day and with all the different, you know, missiles of information that are firing at you each day, that you take a moment to kind of find your quiet and to receive the information that you're being given, because there's guidance in there, and there are messages in there. And so I like to help people become more aware of those things.
Oh my gosh. I wish we would have had this conversation yesterday, because I was watching American Idol, my guilty pleasure time. And there was this contestant on there. His name was Ziggy. And half his hair was blue and half was pink. And he was from the Netherlands. And they had showed his clip before he even got on there. And I remember telling my mom, because my husband was upstairs putting our daughter down, winding her down. And I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta watch this guy. I gotta see what the pink and blue hair guy is all about. And oh my gosh, he could sing like no other. But I was literally drawn in to watch him because his bright pink and blue hair.
Interesting. Then,
yeah.
Fascinating.
And I was like, it's something about color. Just like whenever you see women with different cool hair colors, mm-hmm. you're like, oh my gosh, your hair is so pretty. Or you see like nail colors, like I'm really big on nail colors, and people are like, oh my gosh, what color is that on your nails? And then you spark up a conversation. So it's just like maybe the simplest things too. So I like that you brought that up, because I'm totally drawn to people by certain colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for a particular reason too. And there's so much you can dig into with that.
Yes. So thank you for educating me more on that. I'm going to definitely learn more about synesthesia and see how I could incorporate that, because I think that's also important in a corporate environment too, because whatever color someone may have up in their office can also tell you what type of energy that they're going to give off and vibe. And there's even like an assessment where it's called Equilibria, where you could see what your E colors are and how that person's personality is and how you best work with them.
Yeah, that's so cool. I love stuff like that.
So, oh my gosh, this is just amazing. I wish we had more time, but I definitely want to be respectful. So we're going to jump into the CTA, which is the call to action part of the segment. And this is where you share your information for the audience to connect with you, your website, any other contact information. And then most importantly, give them homework, because what good is hearing this content if they're not going to take what they heard and apply it? We're always going to challenge the gemsters, because we each have important gems to share.
I love that. I love that so much. Well, thank you for giving me an opportunity to be on your show and to share my art and my soul with you. I have got a couple of freebies on my website for your listeners. But the newest one that I just added is a 15-minute color discovery session with me. So they can hop on a 15-minute call with me over Zoom. We'll talk about color. I'll give them a little insight as to what I see for them, and then maybe how they can use that color going forward. And then there are a couple of other freebies at heathereck.com/thank you. And then I'd love if you want to follow me on Instagram, feel free to message me. I'm at Heathereck Artist there. So homework. I think, well, number one, homework, book a session with me, because I'd love to chat. I love to meet people and connect with them. And I love to help people see where color is helping them in their life. So book that session. And then number two, I would say, is just pay attention to what color you're drawn to when you go into your closet tomorrow morning. And, you know, and then look it up. You know, what is blue all about? What is pink all about? And see how it is relating to your life at the moment.
I love that. And thank you so much, Heather, for just coming on and share your knowledge and just hold space with the gemsters. Audience, my homework for you is to follow the podcast. We're on 40 plus audio platforms. And we also have the video component on YouTube. So all you have to do is type gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp, my name, and you'll see all of the video content there. And also leave a review on Apple Podcasts or etc. Reviews are just like feedback. It's a gift. Like, and you know, it doesn't cost you anything to just leave a review. Let people know what you like about the show, what you don't like, because then that also helps me improve on the content you want to hear, the guests I have. Maybe I'm talking too fast or too slow. Just let me know, because I definitely want to give y'all the content that you want and need, because we're in this together. It's not just Genesis's show, it's all of us's show, and we all have incredible gems to share. So my big mission for you is to know what type of imprint that you're leaving, and how is that imprint driving an impact for now and future generations to come. But until then, I'm signing out with lots of peace, love, and blessings. Have yourself an amazing day, and go do that homework. We're going to check in.